Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Am I on? Hello. On Today FM. On Today FM. On Today FM. JP's looking very red in front of me.
Oh, you had to go and say it, didn't you? I've got a fine colour, and the colour, Ray, is red.
Very yes. Red.
Yep.
Where were you? Were you in Mallorca for the last 3 days? What in the name of God?
I got caught out, Ray.
I'm coming to work today, and your man's... He's scalded.
I got mugged by the sun. I wasn't expecting it.
It's crazy. Yeah. JP has either been sunburnt over the weekend... Or he's incredibly embarrassed.
I'm incredibly embarrassed about how sunburnt I am. I spent the entire day meeting people in the office going, yes, I know I'm sunburnt. Can we not reference
I'm
the sunburn?
Very embarrassed. I'm very aware. I'm very embarrassed. Can't believe I let this happen. Ireland, good day. It's Monday. You might be feeling crummy. So this is for you. I saw this last night. Someone sent it to me. And you know what? Maybe some people need to hear it today. Not necessarily a funny one, but one worth listening to.
20 years from now. You'd give anything to be this exact age, exactly this healthy, and back in this exact moment. Take a second to enjoy it now.
Take a second.
I'm taking a second.
Just think about it.
Right.
20 years from now.
20 years from now, you'd give anything to be this exact age, exactly this healthy, and back in this exact moment.
Except without the sunburn, obviously, but all the rest of it.
No way.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Soft launch day 235.
Today FM. I mean, I hope it's cleared up in 20 years' time, do you know what I mean?
Have you tried yogurt? You know, like, like natural yogurt is good.
Yeah. Thanks for being so generous about it, Ray, you know? Sympathetic.
Hey, do you want a cash machine total?
Yes, please.
It's 10,816 euro.
It was your best song ever. It was your best song ever.
Is that the same lad that sings all, that does that at all, that they take it and turn stuff at the end?
Not sure if they swap it around, don't know.
Is the same fella, like, is it Niall, like, does Niall...
I don't think that's Niall.
I don't think it's Niall either.
I think that could be Zane.
That's Zane. Could that be Harry there then?
Oh, could be.
That sounds like Harry.
That also sounds like Harry.
So maybe it's just Zayn and three Harrys?
Mm.
Hey, any 1D fans? 0874 100102. Best song ever. They upped themselves, it has to be said, but they were young and full of enthusiasm and self-confidence. That's the confidence of youth, though. They've probably copped on since then. Ireland, a very good afternoon. Good day. Gang's all here.
Hello.
Back in Dublin, back in the hot seat, back in Today FM Towers, back in Marconi House after our, after my glorious homecoming last Friday. It was glorious. Doing the show from Ballina. Live from Ballina last Friday. I have to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed like Sky News and the English channels. All mauling the name Ballina. Just thoroughly enjoyable. Joe Biden saying Fanula as well, Enda Kenny's wife. Did you hear that?
I heard that, yeah.
Fanola.
Yeah. But didn't he also say Ballina? He was saying Ballina.
He's old. And he was a busy trip. There was a busy trip. I'd say he was asleep before his head hit the pillow on Aircraft One on the way out of Knock on Friday night. Good old crack. I met a bunch of men that I was in school with. Now, they weren't men when I was in school with them. They were children. But I met them on Friday for the first time since we were children in school together. And one fella, Paul, he said, "Hey, Ray." And I looked over, Jesus. That's not you, is it? He said, "You don't recognise me." I said, "I do. I barely recognise. I'd recognise you if you were still a child." And he had like several children of his own, which again is alarming. That's an alarming thing. When your schoolmates or school colleagues have had children. That means there's no going back. It means you're now officially old. Actually, what am I talking? I've got two of my own, actually. That's true, also a big signifier. I think the bigger one is when you're when people are in school with you and they're having kids. Yeah, I met loads of them. I met Justin. I met Tomas. I met Paul. I met Noel. I met loads. And having to introduce JP, my new friend, to my old friends.
Awkward.
That was weird. That was, wasn't that awkward?
It was, yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, this is JP. Oh, you're the new friend. It's great, though. It's really nice to get home. And the sun shone in Ballina for Joe Biden. And he gave a rousing speech. Not just to Ballina, but to Mayo, to Ireland, to the world. The banks of the River Moy on Friday night.
Wasn't the Ballina mayor very good just before Joe made his speech? He was extremely impressive.
This is Mark Duffy. Yeah. Were you proud of him?
I was claiming ownership of him, yes.
Mark the mayor had been on. But how old is he? Like 12, 13?
He's 21 or 22.
He's ridiculously young. Yeah. Again, full of life and vigour. Can't stand the lad. And he gave a speech at the very beginning welcoming Joe to Ballina and saying how great it was for Ballina, etc. This is before Neil Riker went up. And JP texted me and he said, there's our Mark now.
So proud.
And then back in bed, then I spent, back in Dublin Saturday, I spent all day Saturday in bed.
Lovely.
All day. By the looks of things, JP spent all day Saturday on the sunbeds.
Oh, God.
What happened? Was it? When did this occur? JP is so sunburned. You should see him. He's scalded.
It's going to peel.
He's embarrassed.
Yeah, I am. Well, the weather apps all lied to me. So on Sunday, I went out for a few hours without wearing... I was playing golf.
Oh, right, there you
go. So I was out in the middle of nowhere and no access to sunscreen. Mm. The weather app said, it's going to be warm, but don't worry, it'll be really, like, really overcast. Super overcast. I thought, well, that's great.
Do you not have any cream in your bag?
What's the
little bag that golfers have?
I know, no, we can't.
What about your caddy?
A golf bag.
These boys.
I don't have one of those.
These little boys that carry your golf clubs for you.
Not at all.
Like munchkins.
I'm not going to hire a guy to put on sunscreen for me.
Where's your munchkin with his sunscreen?
You're not allowed to have a munchkin. A munchkin.
Munchscreen. Munchkin be the same height as you? Because you're only 5'2".
Similar, they would be.
So two munchkins. Yeah. So walking along. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm being facetious. I'm being unfair. Go on, sorry.
I had that feeling about an hour in, once the overcast is just completely cleared up and it's bright sunshine, I knew I was in big trouble.
Yeah.
And there's no shade. So I'm holding up my hands to shade my face. I'm not winning that fight. And this is the definition of wise after the fact. I don't have any moisturizer at home. So when I knew I was burnt afterwards, I've been applying sunscreen to my skin afterwards. So I smell of sunscreen, and yet I'm burnt to bits.
I love that night of, like, it's the night of at the end of your first day on holidays. And you can feel certain points, like maybe there on the elbow, or maybe just here, just on the top of my cheek here, or maybe behind one of my ears. It's like, oh, geez, I got burnt there. Do you know what I'll do? I'll put sun cream on it now. 12 hours later. Katrina's over there, 0874-100-102. Katrina?
Great, I actually thought that was going to launch into the sunscreen song, Wear Sunscreen.
Oh.
It sounded like the beginning of that, which would tie in very nicely there with James. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Katrina. Ladies and gentlemen of the class. What was the year? Was it 99?
Oh, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99.
Get in!
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience.
Pitbull and Kesha with Timber. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello. Ray Foley's my... Actually, the roll call. Ray, JP.
On show.
On show, Ray. Tell JP he's not alone. I got caught on a long walk in Wicklow, got toasted by the sun. Couldn't sleep last night because of the backs of my legs, from Laura. Laura, scalded, texting us this afternoon. On show, Ray, I've cleaned the barbecue for the good weather and I didn't even need one of your men for the job, from Gavin. Have I told the story before of how I get a man to clean the barbecue?
Ray's got an army of men he gets to do stuff that he can't.
It's funny. Do you want me to read the text exchange between my wife and I this morning?
All right.
Here we go. I texted her at 9:06 a.m. this morning, looking out the window at the glorious sunshine. Direct quote, get that bloody barbecue and oven clean booked. She replied at 11:13 tomorrow afternoon.
Perfect.
My man is coming tomorrow. Do you know what the way that came about? My wife, a few years ago, she started getting someone out to, you know, these oven clean, they come, show up in a van and they put all the chemicals and cleaners and whatever and scrubbers, and they say, they ask you to leave the kitchen while they get the, they clean the oven. You come back half an hour later and the oven is like, it's like you've got a new oven. You know, the glass door on the oven.
It's not supposed to be brown. Is that what you're trying to tell me, right?
You can see through, you can see the food on the inside of the oven as if it were a window into a very hot world where food is being cooked. It's absolutely incredible what these men can do. These real men. Not men like you or I, JP.
No.
But these real men, they come and they clean their oven. And on the same day, this was maybe two years ago, whatever it was. It was around this time of the year, and the man was in doing the oven. And on the same day, I was doing the barbecue. And I was like, oh, jeez, I'm covered, like I'm ruined, like I've jeans destroyed, T-shirt in bits, covered in gunk and crud.
You were dirtier than the barbecue.
Oh, it was shameful.
Ray, come on.
It's terrible. And I said to the man, to the real man, he said, you don't do these as well, do you? He said, yeah, we do. I said, oh my God, brilliant. How much is it? He said, oh, I can't do it now. I've got another booking. You'll have to go on the website and book it. So a number of weeks later, I got him out. And he, oh my God. It was, again, like a new barbecue.
And you were like, do you do teeth? Will you do me teeth as well, huh?
Do you do children? I could do it. Could you just scrub them up a little bit? I'd like them like new, please. Right. Who we call it? This is the good weather. The good weather's coming. It's ringing. Let me call my weather guy. Is this Alan?
Of course it is.
Hello.
Hello, Alan. It's Ray Foley in Today FM. How are you?
Very good, Ray.
Can I just congratulate you? Can I extend the hand of congratulations and a boula bus and a well done.
Well done.
Because whatever you've done, Al, you've really pulled it out of the bag for us the last couple of days. Yeah. You made this happen. Some great weather, some great results. How do you feel?
I was blown at those clouds all day just for you.
Are you out of puff now?
I am. I'm running out of steam.
Come here. What is the story with it? Because the last couple of days were sort of unprecedented, I suppose. We didn't see it coming. Well, you saw it coming in terms of forecasting it, but the rest of us delighted to get a bit of sunshine. Is it going to last?
No. Well, yes and no, I suppose. It's going to be nice and sunny again tomorrow, and there's already some spots up to 18 degrees in Donegal at the moment.
Wow.
Up to 17.5 in Phoenix Park, but it's only 11 down in Arklow and only 11 down in Cork. So it really depends where you are and if you get that sunshine or not. The problem is going to be, it's going to get an easterly wind, right? So you need to go back to Ballina because it's going to be up to 17 or 18 degrees in the west tomorrow.
Oh.
But it'll only be about 12 degrees along the Dublin coast because the easterly wind's going to make it feel much cooler along the east coast. But JP, get the sunscreen on tomorrow. You'll get roasted
for that.
Again.
Snap it on. It's going to get roasted. Because it'll be sunny then tomorrow, but it won't necessarily be warm, is that it?
Yeah, it'll be sunny once early cloud and mist and a bit of fog will burn off and then the sun will come out and it will get quite warm. And it'll feel quite warm once you're away from the east coast. But the east coast will make you feel a lot cooler. So that's a perfect recipe to get burnt because you don't feel yourself getting burnt in an easterly wind.
It's the state of him. There are 737s coming into land at the moment with his face.
If anyone gets cold on the East Coast, right, just hold your hands up against my face. You'll be fine. You'll be grand.
Come here over the next couple of weeks then, Alan. Has it taken a turn? Are we going to be seeing some finer weather in general than we've seen?
Well, one of my friends just messaged me and said, is that it now? Are we done with the cold? And I'm afraid the answer may not be no. The weather models show a nice few days ahead, a bit uncertain for the weekend, turning a bit cooler, a little bit unsettled. But the weather models are showing a blast of cold from the north, would you believe it, from around next Monday, from Sunday, Monday. Now, it's a little bit uncertain yet, but we could be back into much colder temperatures for a few days. And the gardeners need to just be a little bit more patient. A risk of frost with these clear nights as well, even with the brighter days. So the frost risk is not gone. And unfortunately, don't put away the winter clothes just yet. Don't start getting out the vacuum pack bags and saying, right, yeah, this that's them done.
It actually happened in our house over the weekend. The heavy jackets that were going into the wardrobe. We're only a couple of weeks away from May now. I mean, we really should be seeing that finer weather at this stage, Alan. And my barbecue man is coming tomorrow.
Yeah. He's got a schedule.
I mean, spare a thought for my barbecue, man, would you? I mean, seriously.
Well, you can barbecue all year round. You just have to be a little bit more, you know, smart about it, maybe. But
smart.
It's
going to you do what's smart, the, Ray?
What's
Ray?
The smart
have
business?
Have you got smart in your locker?
Come on. What's the air fryer for then, Al? So, okay, fair enough. All right, so we've got a couple of days of it now. Enjoy what we can, because it could be quite unsafe. It could be. By the modelling, quite unsettled by the weekend and early next week again.
Yeah, it could be turning quite cold again. So make the most, when the sun shines, make hay. Make the most of it and enjoy it. And I don't know if you noticed, by the way, all the dust on the car as well.
Yeah.
From the Sahara dust. So we got the warm air, but we also got dust carried all the way from Sahara and dumped on the cars here in the windows Saturday night. We don't always get that, but it does happen from time to time. And
I'll have a man clean that as well, actually, Alan. So I've really little concern for me.
Any chance to send them down to my house?
No matter, I'll give you his number. Listen, thanks so much, man. Much obliged, and we'll keep an eye on things. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Cheers.
Cheers.
All the best. Salut. Salut. Okay, Body Rockers, and I like the way. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoons, and JP sunburnt and scalded.
I'm over here.
It suits you. I mean, it looks pretty
thanks.
Good. There's a shine. There's a red sheeny shine over there. It looks like a parking bollard. Red and shiny.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Text 0874-100-102. You're not alone, actually, with the old sunburn. Quite a number of people texting saying they're sunburned. Also, Mandy texted, she said, tell JP, lemon juice in a bowl of ice water. Lemon juice?
I don't like that idea at all.
A cloth soaked in a bowl straight onto the skin. All the heat will come out of the skin from Mandy. But lemon juice, man, I don't know about the lemon bit. What's that about?
Acidic on me burnt skin. I don't know.
Lorna says, aloe vera all the way, JP. Yeah, aloe vera is good. I remember I got scalded on holidays once. I was there for 10 days, and for 8 of the days, I couldn't leave the apartment because I was that badly burnt. And it was aloe vera. You can buy like aloe vera and put it in the fridge and keep it cold. Also, natural yogurt is good. The natural yogurt, though, if you leave it on long enough, it starts to crust up on you.
Lovely.
So it's like clay on you, and then you wash it off in a cold shower, and then you put it on again. And when it's going on, you're like, oh God, yes, this is it. Everything's going to be okay now. And it's not. It's not okay. And they recommend not paracetamol, the other one.
Anadin? Aspirin?
No.
Not getting sunburnt in the first place?
Staying inside. Yeah. Ibuprofen.
Oh, right.
Ibuprofen at regular intervals. You know, as much as it's safe to take. Ibuprofen is good for sunburn. Not paracetamol, but the ibuprofen is good. A voice note 0874-100-102. Catherine's there.
Oh. Is sunscreen not very American? Is it not sun cream?
Oh, we were saying sunscreen, but that's what the song says. Wear sunscreen, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen.
Yeah, that's an American thing, so. But sun cream or sun factor, sun protection, SPF. Whatever suits, whatever you're having yourself, Catherine.
Also, the very same happened my husband yesterday.
Oh, God.
Went out cycling, came home like a lobster.
Like a lobster. And getting no sympathy, I imagine. And another year, this is Rowena. A number of years ago, I got badly sunburned. I fell asleep on the beach. My mother had read about yogurt being soothing. However, she only had hazelnut yogurt. The hazelnut pieces stuck to my skin. Oh. I'll never forget the pain. Top tip.
Ray Foley.
Natural yogurt without the bits. What about a Muller corner with the little balls? Yeah. Little chocolate balls stuck on you while you're on holiday. All right, Rita Ora next.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Clippity-cloop. Rita Ora, great song. It's called Anywhere. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, hello. Rita Ora apparently going to be performing at Eurovision this year. Did you see that?
Oh, right, okay.
She's going to be like one of the entertainment, one of the halftime show type things. Rita Ora. I mean, it's no river dance, is it?
No,
it
isn't.
Come on, like... is that the best she can do? Rita Ora. Come on. Ukrainians are like, seriously? Sunburn, 0874-100-102. We were talking about yogurt, putting on natural yogurt. Not the yogurt, not a Muller corner. Or
Petit Falou or anything like that.
Natural yogurt with no bits in it. Donald's over there. Donald?
Ray, yogurt doesn't do anything for sunburn other than cool you down temporarily.
Well, this is what I was saying about when I was putting it on. Those first 10 minutes of like, it's working. It's really working, Donald, I think I'm better now.
Aloe vera is your only man. Trust me, I used to be a sun care advisor. And by the way, love the show.
Hey, this guy. Who's this guy?
Wow.
Where'd you get this guy from?
Where's Donald been keeping that voice?
Donald, give us a love the show again.
Love the show.
Oh, yeah, baby. Cut to Donald presenting Sunday afternoons here on Today FM.
Ray Foley.
Donald's on this Sunday with more chances to win tickets to Wellfest. He sounds absolutely fantastic.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. All right. Today FM. Stick around. We're doing the cash machine in a couple of minutes and Lil Nas X
next. It's the right price. New this weekend.
Lady Gaga, Just Dance. Today FM, playing the music you love. Lil Nas X was before that. That's What I Want. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. It's Monday. There's JP.
How are you?
And we're feeling great. Feeling fully recovered. Slept all day Saturday after the trip to Ballina for the President's address. And Joe Biden was there as well.
Hey-o.
Hi, dude. The homecoming nobody asked for. Particularly anyone in Ballina that knows me. Had a great time. Shout out as well to Mocha Beans. They basically gave us their entire outdoor area to do the show from. And then we were in the shadow of this massive screen. This huge screen like that was, it was for the crowd of people expected on Pier Street in Ballina for the speech of Joe Biden. Someone sent me a video actually. I only saw it Saturday night, of someone was walking down the street in Ballina, but not in the crowd. They were like elsewhere, which apparently you could hear Joe's voice because of all the screens and all the speakers. You could hear Joe Biden's speech on Friday night everywhere. But you could probably hear it across the northwest of the country. I was talking to somebody on yesterday morning, and they said, we heard your show on Friday. It was great. I heard you talking to Enda Kenny. And I said, yeah, wasn't that amazing? Enda Kenny came on. He was talking, a proud Mayo man himself, of course. He's friends. Joe Biden actually name-checked Enda Kenny in his speech on Friday night and said, Joe and Fanola. I'd say Fanola, I rolled. It didn't cut to her, but I had visions of her going, there he goes again. Fanola. Yeah, the person I was talking to yesterday morning. Is it amazing? Was it actually Enda? I said, yes, it was. Why do you ask? Because I thought it sounded like Mario Rosenstock doing his Enda impression. And no word of a lie. Because JP gave me this phone number. He said, here, call. Enda Kenny's going to come on. I was like, go on out of that. No, he will. He's coming on. He's on his way to Ballina. He's going to be there for the speech that night. JP gave me this phone number. I started dialing it. And then, here, have a listen. I started dialing it in. The person answers the phone. And listen to our reaction once the person comes on. Let me see if I can call. I don't know if, is he on the road now? Or one second. I'll try and get him on. There it is. It's dialing through anyway. It's ringing. How are my levels there? Are they all right, Dave? They're okay, are they? Yes. That's not actually what I sound like, is it?
That's you, yeah.
That's what I sound like.
That is you, yeah.
Unbelievable. Very nasal, very piercing. Very shrill.
Hello?
How was Ray getting on? How was Ray getting on there?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny's on the line. Hello, Enda.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, sir. Oh, man, are you...
Listen to the... Listen to... You go back in just to the beginning, just to the bit where he says, how's Ray? How's Ray getting on? Listen.
Hello?
How was Ray getting on? How was Ray getting on there?
I... On my life, I swear to God, I was like, this is Mario Rosenstock pretending to be Enda Kenny. And we gave each other a glance, which was... This isn't Mario Messon, is it?
Hello?
How was Ray getting on? How was Ray getting on there?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny's on the line! Hello, Enda!
There was another moment as well where he said, I said, do you reckon Joe's going to officially run? He's going to announce his second run. Or rather, it would be technically his third run, because he didn't run years and years ago, he ran. But is he going to go again? And Enda was like, no, he's officially said he's going to go again. And you and I looked at each other again and like, hang on, he what?
Have we missed that?
Because he hasn't officially. He has intimated and he's pretty much said, yeah, he's going to go again. But the official announcement, the actual like ladies, like submitting of the papers and saying 100% that he's running, that has not yet been done. But Enda said it with such conviction, we were like, okay then. Okay, you're absolutely right. Anyway, it was an incredible Friday night in Mayo. Right, George Ezra, Budapest, Today FM. George Ezra and Budapest, Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name, and reading the Irish Times this morning. This was, it says it's written for the Financial Times. This guy writes for the Irish or the Financial Times, Simon Cooper, but it's reprinted in the business section of the Irish Times this morning. And reading it, I felt seen. I felt
you felt heard
for once. The mainstream media is representing me. Modern offices are terrible places to get anything done is the headline, and he makes observations. He says he usually works from home. He prefers working from home. It seems he's accustomed to working from home in his flat in Paris. But he had to go and work in a shared workspace. WeWork is the place he's been working in. And he says, a shared office is unsuitable for any work that requires concentration. And I'm very like that myself, particularly after lockdowns. I'm used to being in a room on my own. I'm used to logging in from home. I'm used to rocking up in my boxer shorts and a hoodie. But now I need to comfort now. I have to get dressed.
Got to put pants on, my friend, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And during lockdowns, everyone was saying, oh yeah, once it's all over, once COVID is over, once we're all going back to work, it's going to be mostly, people are going to be mostly working from home. We're all going to be working from home. And just a few people, like nurses, are still going to have to go in. But everyone else is going to have to, is going to be able to work from home, which I don't think has actually happened. Let me call Simon. Hang on. This is my my kindred spirit, my not working from home guy. Did you say he was in Paris?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, hey, it's ringing. That's a ho-ho-ho ring.
Hello.
Hello, Simon.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Where are you at the moment? Are you in WeWork?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you can't talk very loud. Are you able to get like access to a meeting room or one of these pods? That
no,
have?
I mean, I told JP it would be... I'll stand way out in a distant corner, but I told JP that there would be some ambient noise.
Oh, that's fine. No, that's absolutely okay. It's I'm just wondering, and do they have, I suppose, are there many people like using the shared office that we work in Paris at the moment?
There are, yeah.
Okay, so they're saying it's, in your article you were saying there could be as many as 12 people next to you as you're working.
Yeah, I found a quieter corner. I can go out into the garden, which is probably quieter still if you think outdoor is better than indoor.
No, it's absolutely fine the way you are. We're live at the moment, Simon, so I suppose my observations about, like I said, when I was reading your article this morning, I was saying I felt seen. I'm the type of person that I'm not particularly good in the office environment. I like to get the head down, put on brown noise in the headphones, get my work done and not necessarily engage with other people. And I was thinking, is that down to my personality or is it down to the shared office experience?
I mean, there's an element of, are you an extrovert or are you an introvert? Mm. And we know, we found out since COVID that extroverts like offices and want to get back to them, introverts don't. But there's also, what's your work about? I mean, if your work is talking to a lot of people all day, then offices are quite useful. If, like me, you're supposed to produce articles sort of sitting by yourself or write books, then offices are terrible places because it's hard to have long, concentrated thought which isn't interrupted by somebody suddenly starting a conversation or just the sense of being looked at. I'd worked alone for many years, so one of the strange psychic costs of office life is that you're constantly seen. People are noticing you just physically, and that is quite exhausting over time. My daughter says it's worse in high school, but, you know, we work is bad enough.
Yeah, I noted that that bit about your daughter saying that in school there's because there's an obsession, of course, about what they or a concentration on what they look like or their appearance to other people. I suppose it is a thing to consider as well. If we want kids to be educated or to be getting an education, should we be burdening them with all of this sort of experience as well? You know, being bombarded by, you know, other people being in the room with them or looking at them or chatting to them, whereas would a certain element of working from home work in an educational setting as well?
I mean, I think schools like offices are very bad places to work and to learn. Because, you know, in a school, you're in a class with lots of different people with different abilities all making a noise, and one person distracts the class, it's all over. What schools, I think, teach you is how to deal with people. Schools are good preparations for offices, in that they teach you how to deal with people who you don't like or you don't want to see or who can be irritating sometimes, how to be with other people when you'd rather be alone. And that's a kind of essential education for society. In a 50-minute lesson, you probably spend about 6 minutes learning something about the actual subject. The rest of the time, you're doing social learning.
So you're in the WeWork at the moment. I suppose a lot of your observations are based on the way people work in the WeWork setting, which is this sort of shared office. You pay a subscription, you pay a monthly fee. You're not necessarily a colleague or a co-worker with the person sitting next to you. You're all doing different jobs and you're all just happen to be sharing the space and using the various desks. Could it be that WeWork is just a bad example for this? What if you were like back in the office as a journalist working in a newsroom again?
I think it's worse, actually, if you do know your colleagues. So a lot of people at WeWork do come with colleagues. Companies will rent, you know, an entire space, or sometimes three people from the same little company will sit down next to each other. And in a sense, it's worse for them because they chat, they know each other, so they chat.
All right.
The temptation to chat is much higher. I've seen that in the Financial Times office when I worked there for 3 years in the 90s. People would know you, so they'd stop by and say, you know, what did you think of Chelsea then on Saturday? Uh-huh. Or a break of concentration, or they'd moan about the boss. Like, you see what they've done now? And they go into some completely pointless moan or tell you about their bad commute. So I actually prefer WeWork in the sense that I don't know anyone here, so my risk of conversation is lower.
Right, and even less time working. Your final observation in the article, it says it's unsuitable for any work that requires concentration. But then are you working if you're not concentrating? I mean, any work that requires concentration, surely that's the idea. You're supposed to be working, right?
I mean, a lot of work is quite mechanical. So, for example, if you're working in a cafe and somebody orders a coffee from you, they want to have a little chat and you get them a coffee, which you've done 100 times that day. So the amount of concentration required is very low. It really, your social presence. The same if you're, say, a carer for someone. Often the work is really social. It's about socializing. And so that is work that you need contact with other people for. Any kind of deep thinking project of any kind of level of thought, offices are terrible places.
There you go. Or if you want to meet up with people, go for a coffee with them. A coffee shop, your Insomnia, your Starbucks. I'm sure we'd be delighted to have you. Simon, thanks so much for taking the call. We'll let you go back to work, to actual work, if you're able to work.
I'll do my best.
Cheers, thank man. You. All the best. Much obliged.
One more time.
Floating around the office, chatting to people, giving out about the boss. Of course, it wouldn't happen in here, but... Daft Punk, One More Time. This is Today FM. One more time. Daft Punk, One More Time. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Talking to Simon Cooper a couple of minutes ago, the Financial Times journalist, and he's printed in the Irish Times this morning. Modern offices are terrible places to get anything done, mostly because people are breezing around chatting. Also getting kind of stuck in your own head about people being around and people looking at you or people engaging with you, people sort of... What's Foley at over there? What's he doing? What's the useless fool at over there? That's just my own inner monologue. Ray, what happened to the indoor voice? Did that go out of fashion some years ago? I have co-workers who have conversations about their lunch at ridiculous volume from Rob. You see, I don't mean to now to be offering a platform to those of you begrudging their workers and or lacking patience sharing office spaces with people or workplaces in general. But again, our text number is 0874-100-102 or our email address is jp@todayfm.com if you want to get it off your chest. For me, I know people, everyone thinks I'm really rude and that's certainly 75% true. Yeah. But I want to spend as little time as I can in the office and as little time as I have to working. I suppose I've got one of those jobs that, right, we're on the air for the 2.5 hours and then there's a certain number of hours beyond that that things need to get done. But I'm going to get them done and then as much of the rest of the time that I can carve out for me, for my life, I'm going to do that. So it's going to involve me spending as little time as possible at the desk. And the time I'm at the desk, I mean literally at my computer desk outside, I'm going to put on the headphones, I'm going to get the work done.
So you're efficient and rude.
I'm efficient and rude. Yeah, yeah. 25% efficiency, 75% rudeness. But I'm not around for the chats really. I'll go for a pint. If you want to have a pint on Friday, I'm in. I'm fully involved. But I'm just not particularly a chatting around the office type person. There are other people then, not in this office necessarily.
In another office you've heard about.
In another office that I used to work in years ago where you'd see them chatting and you'd be like, what do they actually do all day? Because they seem to be mostly chatting about their lunch or what they did for the weekend.
Everyone's got somebody in the office who you hear them wheeling towards you on their chair from about 20 yards away.
This is it. But not in this office.
Not in this office, no.
If you're chatting in work, you're not working. Do it on your lunch break from Brenda. Brenda, clearly a manager. And I find I need occasional distraction to do my best work. If I just do the one thing, I lose my focus. From Shane. Shane, there is a rule, isn't there? Isn't there like a 50 minutes of work and 10 minutes off? Or is it 20 minutes of work and 5 minutes off? One of those little clocks things that I've got. I've been advertised this sort of round digital clock that's on your desktop all the time. Try it out.
We spoke to the Irish priest in Luxembourg.
Rob Thomas on there. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Songs that remind you, or songs that Santana Smooth reminds you of. What's that one? Bringing me in, checking me out, making me glow.
Rios.
Like those two songs should be on. They're definitely on a compilation somewhere together. They're on this. They're tracks 6 and 7 on CD1 of a 2 CD compilation somewhere. I guarantee it.
Get me that compilation. Was it Andrew somebody?
Johnson. Johnson.
Is it Andrew? He's Swedish or something. So he's bound to be a Johnson.
Come on, now you're killing me. You're killing me.
Ulrika's brother there, Andreas.
Glorious. Hang on, glorious. Other songs that Santana's. It will be of like of its time and a very, very, very specific era. Do you remember this? Skim on there, please. Definitely on the same CD. Unbelievable. What else?
Mark Owen and Clementine Ray.
Clementine.
Do you remember that classic?
Of course. Do I what? Clementino.
Or was it Mandarin?
Another great track. Today FM, Sunday nights. Ray and JP relegated to the soft rock hour. She heard a voice from so far away. Told her mother had gone away. In the next room, down the corridor. You know what?
Corridor.
You know what? Go on, Mark. Skim on there, please. On the knees, I share prayer. Prayer. Somebody help a Clementine. Don't ruin it.
How dare you? It was
heaven. Mark Owen's single, Clementine there. And I was also thinking Lone Star, Amazed. Oh, do you yes, remember please. This? Again, yeah. Definitely from the same album. Actually, this could be a country hit. Could this be a country hit, John? Just come on there, please. I know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. This could definitely be a country hit, John. It just keeps getting bigger. All out country hits.
Ray Foley.
There's loads of songs like that. There were the three lads. There was like three fellas in a boy band. They did a kind of soft, rocky touch.
BB Mac. right there. So like, I can't remember passwords for computers, right? But I can remember BB Mac.
He didn't even have to think about it. We're playing Beyonce next.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Beyonce, Break My Soul, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley on, and we played Santana Smooth a few minutes ago, and I was saying, if we were making a CD compilation of songs that would accompany Santana Smooth on the CD, songs that remind you of Santana and Smooth, with Andreas Johnson, Glorious, Lone Star, Amazed. I also mentioned that they're a boy band, but they did kind of a rock, soft, rocky sort of thing.
BB Mac, right?
BB Mac.
Remember?
BB Mac. Anyone?
Baby, set me free.
Anyone?
There's a feeling inside. I want you to know. You are the one and I can't let you go.
Of course, absolutely gorgeous. Who was it that texted about Counting Crows?
Oh, yeah. Darren was sent out, yeah.
That's definitely on there. That's track two or three, I'd say. 087 4-100-102. Daniel's over there as well. Daniel?
Ray, you can't play Santana and Rob Thomas without playing Eagle Eye Cherry. Safe tonight.
Oh, great show.
Man, Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother.
She's now a rockin', huh?
This is a great... Do you know what? We need to get on to the record company people and get this made.
Safe tonight. Fight the break of dawn.
What about Orson? Do you remember Orson? The baldy fella with the hat.
Yeah.
Him on.
He is my bright idea.
It was also No Tomorrow.
Ooh.
From Orson. Orson featuring twice on this amazing CD. Anne's over there as well, Anya.
And the one that starts, oh.
You're talking about the Rasmus song. In the Shadows. These are all brilliant songs.
Yeah?
I'm telling you now.
Are they brilliant songs, right?
You'll be playing them for your grandchildren in years to come. Hey, Stevens on Today FM. You keep Lizzo and SZA. Special Today FM. Playing the music you love. I thought there was another special coming in there. I'm not going to lie. I was expecting another special. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. And we're 3 weeks out from Wellfest. If you want to go, I've got tickets. Text Wellfest, along with your name and where you're from, to 0874 100102. Wellfest is on Saturday, the 6th of May, with guests including the body coach Joe Wicks, fitness influencer Maeve Madden, Blind Boy's going to be there, Chef Rachel Allen, many more taking to the main stage for the feel-good event of the year. Today FM is the official media partner of Wellfest 2023, revealing our own lineup of special guests for the event over the next couple of weeks. And if you want to go, Wellfest, along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. Full terms and conditions on todayfm.com. We'll have a winner in the next few minutes, but now it's time for your entertainment update. Who's going first?
You go first.
Thanks, JP. Ant and Dec are heading back to the jungle for I'm a Celebrity All-Stars, and it's just a week away. The new Ultimate Show airs on Monday, the 24th of April, for 3 weeks. In the news today, Carol Vorderman has revealed she was attacked by a monkey in isolation before the show. Vorderman hasn't clarified whether the monkey was in isolation and she was the first human the monkey had seen in some time. Or maybe she was in isolation and granted visitation rights and she chose a monkey to come and visit her. Or perhaps both Vorderman and the monkey were placed in isolation to see how a 62-year-old tele-presenting mathematician might get on in a reality TV format with an antipodean primate. Now forget your ants and your decks. That's a show I'd set the DVR for. JP.
Ray, thank you. What's that? Can anyone smell Old Spice? We're not talking about the classic cologne. We're talking about one member of UK five-piece, the Spice Girls, who turns 49 today. Happy birthday, we say to Vicky Beckham. As we all know, Easy V doesn't come for free. She's a real lady, and now she's pushing 50. When the rest of the Spice Girls asked Posh what she wanted for a present, apparently she replied, "Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want." They said to her, "So tell me what you want, what you really, really want." she said to them, so I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. They said back to her, so tell me what you want, what you really, really want. She replied, I wanna. And then the girl just walked off because they hadn't all day. Right.
JP, thanks indeed. Neighbours is back. Yeah, after several months of emotional goodbyes and a massive on-air send-off, it's just started filming a revival. Channel 5 originally axed as soap last year before the series was saved by Amazon Freevee following a relentless fan campaign. The official social media channels for the show have shared pics from the set and they're rearing to go. I have to say, from the very first moment I saw these pics, I never felt such emotion. I'm walking on air just to know you are there, you are there. Hang on a second. I may have slipped up on the copy there, JP.
Ray, thank you. Baywatch's beautiful buff boys and Babelicious babes could be bouncing back to our TV screen soon. The 90s TV smash hit is tipped to make a return as studios fight over production rights. No confirmation yet on whether David Hasselhoff will be making a cameo appearance as Mitch Buchanan. One journo asked him, "Will you be donning the red swimming togs again, Mr. Hasselhoff?" The actor replied, "Just call me the Hoff." The journo replied, "Sure, no hassle." Right?
And that's your entertainment update. Good night. Seagal and Paloma Faith. Lullaboy and Tadev. Lullaboy. Saying lullaby bye for now, and we're back tomorrow from 2 p.m. Black Cooper's on the way next. Good afternoon. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
We didn't get to do
Rachel Allen Key, where Chef Rachel Allen tells us the key to assembling flat pack furniture is to have a load of different sized Allen keys. Rachel Allen's going to be taking part in Wellfest in a few weeks. We didn't get to do SZA Sisters, where singer SZA introduces us to her sisters. Lovely girls.
Yeah, absolutely, all of them. Yeah.
Lovely girls. Yeah. And we didn't get to do SZA Blisters, where the singer SZA gives us tips on how to avoid blisters. Her top tip: nice thick socks.
Yeah. Are you glad that's over now, Ray?
Yes, tomorrow, Matt's on the way next, though.
Yeah.